High school is when teenagers have their communications disabilities identified. But not all high schools have access to speech pathology services for their students. Research done by the University of Sydney found that in some states, there's zero or minimal government-backed speech pathology services at public schools. Wing Kwang has found out more.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, 1.2 million Australians have communication disability, with tens of thousands of them being teenagers. These young people struggle with speaking, listening, reading, writing, and other social communication skills. To better support them, many public schools have speech pathologists to get involved. However, a new research by the University of Sydney found that not all public schools share equal access to speech pathology services. Nicola Shelton is a co-researcher.
We surveyed 96 speech-language pathologists, SLPs, across Australia who work with 12 to 16-year-olds. And we found that SLPs in states that have this government-mandated provision of services, so that's Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and Victoria, 49% of those respondents were working in a government service. Other states and territories either have zero or else very minimal government provision of SLP services, so it might be the case that they only provide services for the very youngest school-aged children. In those states, which are the ACT, New South Wales, WA, and it would include the Northern Territory, but we didn't have any respondents from there in our survey, we found that only 15% of respondents were employed by a government service.
The research also looks into the intervention support for high school students with communication disability. This means speech pathologists would work collaboratively with teachers during the teaching in classrooms. The survey found states with government-mandated speech pathology services offer more support than those with zero or minimal government-mandated provision. This also means for those who couldn't access these services, they have to seek private support or even miss out the treatments.
Private practitioners are sometimes unaffordable for particular families. So while they provide really vital services for lots and lots of families, those that aren't able to access their services are then left behind. And so we're kind of concerned about that equitable access, who's being left behind by not being able to receive those government-mandated services.
Tim Kitto is the national president of Speech Pathology Australia. He said he was not surprised to see the survey result. Kitto said high school is when patterns of communication disability occur. Speech pathologists can identify them, but in a school setting, teachers are not usually trained with knowledge of speech pathology. These students could then be seen with behavior difficulties. Kitto said many people believed speech disorders could be healed just by a couple of years. But in fact, communication disability could start to manifest differently in high school, which would require a different set of skills to work on it. Kitto also stressed the importance of having government-supported speech pathology services at school.
When you actually have speech pathology occurring outside of a school, it's very, very difficult to actually get those gains that are being made happening in the educational setting as well. So for those states that don't have, like the ACT, New South Wales or Western Australia, the idea of actually just having some pilot programs and actually seeing what a benefit it can be would be amazing.
President of Speech Pathology Australia, Tim Kittle, ending that report by Wing Kwang.